So you went in 1945. Where did you go? What did you do? And you would have been how old then, 18?
On my 18th birthday, I volunteered for induction and went in the U.S. Army. There's another chapter on that. Actually, I joined the Marines. My serial number was 551617. I joined the Marines in June of 1944 when I was 17 years old. While I was awaiting my call to active duty, I already had the orders. I fell very ill. I had thrombophlebitis in my left leg, and they sent me to the Naval Hospital there in Norman. It looked like that I was going to be something of an invalid. They canceled my enlistment and sent me home. I was very chagrined because I could see myself having to sit the war out, and I didn't want any part of that. When I then turned 18, at that time of the war, the only way you could enter the service was to go in through selective service. You had to volunteer for induction, they called it, and I volunteered. And when I turned 18, I took my oath of office that week. I was sent over to Camp Chaffee, Arkansas. I stayed there 3 days. While I was there, they had me doing odd jobs there around the reception area. My orders came in. I was to go to Fort Sill for artillery basic training. I was glad about that because I didn't think that I could have handled infantry basic at that time. So I went to Fort Sill. Had a rough time of it because my leg was still pretty well useless for some of the things I had to do. But I did make it through basic training. I went on a 20-mile march there at the end of it, and that was just about all I could take. My buddies, one of them was carrying my rifle, another was carrying my pack, and we finally got the end of it, and my leg had swelled way up, but I made it, and I graduated from basic training. I applied for Officers Candidate School. I took a test for that, and I qualified. I went before this board. The ranking officer on there was a lieutenant colonel. And he said, sit down and button up your pocket. And I looked down, and I had my pocket unbuttoned, which was a no-no.
Oh, yes, I know.
And I buttoned it up, and I said, I'm sorry, sir. I have no idea why that happened. He said, before you sit down, do you have a tattoo? And I said, no, sir. He said, good, sit down, because if you had had one, you'd be headed right out the door. So I never even had an idea about a tattoo all the other years of my life because I just remembered that. I wish that all my grandsons felt the same way, but they don't. At any rate, I got over into OCS, and that was tough. It was tough physically. Artillery OCS was a tough OCS insofar as the studies are concerned, but I worked and worked and worked, and finally I graduated from OCS. And I did have a little bit of trouble with my leg during that time, and the captain over in the medics, when I went over there, he wrote a letter saying that I could do my duty without leggings on that leg. So I was the only one in the whole class that didn't have leggings on both legs, but I had one on my right leg, and my left leg was my bad leg. How many times I got stopped by TAC officers during that time said, where in the world is your legging, candidate? And I explained to them, and I'd show them the letter. I had a rough time making it through with a physical, but I did, and I graduated. Upon graduating, I went to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, stayed for 2 weeks. The war was just winding down then. I shipped out and went to Europe, to Le Havre, on the SS Lejeune, which was a troop ship, and it had been captured from the Germans during the war. And they had scuttled it down there when the Graf Spee pocket battleship was sunk down in Montevideo Harbor. The German liner, which was a German military troop ship, it was a Windhoek, Windhuk, and they changed it to the SS Lejeune, and it became an American troop ship, and it had taken American soldiers and Marines all throughout the Pacific. We went on the Windhoek. The only thing about it was when they scuttled it in Montevideo Harbor, they poured cement into the boilers. They never did get that cleaned up, and the top speed of that ship was 18 knots. So it wasn't too well appreciated by the people that were in it, but nonetheless, it was an interesting ship to be on. But we went to Le Havre, and from Le Havre, I went to the 9th Infantry Division Artillery. They were consequently broken up, and I went to the 71st Constabulary Squadron. The Constabulary was established upon the order of General Patton before he died. It was his idea to establish the Constabulary, and they did establish it after the war. The commanding officer of it was Ernest N. Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N. At this time, I was still 18 years of age. To tell you the truth, I looked like I was about 14. People would see me and see that I was a second lieutenant. I'd get to talking to him and say, "Can I ask you a personal question?" I knew what was coming. I said, "Yes." And they said, "How old are you?" And I would lie and I'd say, "I'm 20. But I was actually 18. Anytime anybody talked to me, that's the first thing they would ask me, how old I was. The Constabulary.
What was that?
It was a police force that was established to take care of the occupation army and is all over the American zone. And they called the American Zone Constabulary. They had a lightning bolt painted on the outside, and the lightning bolt was painted on our helmets and helmet liners. It became a very useful unit because we kind of had a double job. We policed the Germans and we protected them because the Russians were hard to get along with in those days. We had a lot of problems with them. We were right up on the Russian border of the Russian zone. General Harmon came to inspect this unit. He walked by me and he looked at me and he got about 5 feet on past and he turned around and says, "How old are you, sonny boy?" And I didn't tell him 20. I said, "I'm 18, sir." And he said, "Well, study hard and be a good soldier." And I said, "I would." I stayed over there a year in the constabulary, and then I came home, enrolled in OU, and did after one semester, I applied for law school, and I was accepted to the law school, and I started my studies there.